Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Chazal say, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. Ekev is mitzvahs, she'odom doshba kevov. The word Ekev is the heel. Mitzvahs that are trampled. Says the Sfasemis, that the negligible daily routine, possibly not even positive mitzvahs, rather eating and sleeping, kol masechol l'shem shemayim, doing everything for Hashem and bringing everything back into Hashem's kedusha, revealing the holy nitzoitz, the holy spark of bringing back what seems to be hidden from kedusha, and returning that energy that he's using to do that mundane act, and now using that energy for Hashem. Most of life is made of the day-to-day, not even mitzvahs. And for sure, the simple mitzvahs of smiling to somebody, doing a chesed, the tremendous acts that come once in a while, isn't what makes up the daily grind of a person. And all these tiny acts, when they combine together, become something gigantic. The Medrash compares the life of a person to a menorah shel prokim. The 6 days of the week are called the Sheshes Yimei Abinyan, and Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba, when there's some light of the completion, which is a taste of Olam Haba. But during the Sheshes Yimei Abinyan, it's just parts that you don't notice there's any complete thing to light. It's only one fragment of the menorah. And you're putting another fragment, you don't notice that anything is being lit up. But when the entire menorah, the entire candelabra is put together, and is actually a candelabra that could light up, then you notice that all those little pieces of the puzzle that seemed completely insignificant, another piece and another piece of a multi-million piece puzzle. And then the middle piece is the makom patish that makes the beautiful picture. And therefore he says, schar mitzvah b'hayal melekeh. There's no schar in this world. Because till you complete the entire 613 mitzvahs, till the person's lifetime is complete, every person's lifetime is really a big puzzle, a big menorah shel prokim. Until it's complete, the candelabra isn't created to be able to be lit up. It's only when the entire lifetime, the entire personal b'shvili nivra olam that the person was created for, and when his completion, his menorah has been completed, is it possible to get the reward. But every Shabbos, the reason why Shabbos, it's also for us to build, is because Shabbos we taste me'en of olam haba. We're tapping into the frequency of Olam Haba. And when David HaMelech said, Avoina keva yisubeni, David HaMelech wasn't scared of big things. He knew that he'll do properly. But it's all those little things. Hurting somebody's feeling. Neglecting to be mechavel l'shem shemayim when you're eating or working. These small things is what builds the entire lifetime. And everything was created for Hashem's glory, for Hashem's kavod. And that's where it's possible to forget and neglect.
Kol HaLashon.
Further in the parasha, Da'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shoyel Me'imoch, Ki Im Le'yiro. All that Hashem requests from you is only Yiro Shemayim. And the Sfasemis brings Chazal that the outer keys is Yiras Shemayim. Meaning that the tremendous Kedusha of Torah and Mitzvahs, the tremendous eternal light, is waiting to descend upon the person's neshama. But he has to let it in with a tiny peak hole, a tiny hole of a needle, a Pesach Shel Machat. That Pesach Shel Machat, that opening, is Yiras Shemayim. And when Chazal say, don't say Mo Hashem Olikech HaShoyl. What? Rather, may your brachos, 100 brachos every day, meaning to say, ma is a word of insignificance. What are you? Va'anachnu ma. If a person feels that the mei brachos, everything comes from Hashem, then I'm ma, I'm nothing. And then fear of Hashem goes into him. When the haughtiness is taken out and he feels, I'm ma, I'm nothing. Because everything is coming from Hashem. The mei brachos makes him remember that it's all from Hashem, and he thanks Hashem, and he's cognizant of Hashem. The anova, the ma, and the mea allow the yira, and the yira, the fear, allows all the kedusha of Torah mitzvahs to enter. Ki lo yal alechem levado yichye ha'odom, ki al kol moitzo pi Hashem yichye ha'odom. Sasevis explains, how does a physical body that usually needs produce from the ground, basar from animal, and all the minerals, the vegetables, the meat, how does a basar live from man itself? And Sasemis explains that Kabbalistically, a person is an oilam katan, and the root of every part of creation Kabbalistically goes through the Shoyrish Neshama of Eden. So the Shoyrish of animals, of produce, of the earth, are all within him. And at that pure state, he didn't have to eat what's trickled down and actually turns into minerals, vegetables, and animals. The root itself was enough to sustain the body also. And if you have the root, you don't have to wait till it transforms into something physical. You could have sustenance from the root itself. And yet, in Birchas HaMazon, we have to thank for the Bris Milah and for Torah, because we're not only sustaining our physical body, there's a spark of Hashem's light in everything that also nourishes the neshama. And that's why we mentioned Bris V'Torah. Sfasema says that just like in a person's life, there's a completion. Likewise, every generation is one complete system, and all the generations together are one complete system. And the reason why the Pasuk says, you're not deserving of Eretz Yisrael, it's in the schus of the Avos, and because the Goyim are so bad, why did Hashem have to stress that? Because Hashem wanted that even in lowly generations that don't have their schus, they should still be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael as much as possible, till it was terrible already and they had to go to Golus. But Hashem wanted that even in generations that don't have that schus, even in the beginning of Ekev, when you're only a heel, when you're only a bottom, nevertheless, you should have the schus to say, in Bechlau, the Ekev, the lowest generations, are part of the complete system. And they're not negligible, and they're part of the completion. Further in the parashim, Shemoya Tishmu, Rashi says, the double lashon, if you hear the old, you will hear the new. Meaning, says the Sasemis, the Torah's voice never stops speaking. But how much of it a person actually hears depends entirely on how deeply he absorbed what came before. Sasemis explains, and in principle, every mitzvah has an endless supply of new meaning. The reasons of the mitzvahs have no end. And that with each day's fresh engagement in Torah, a person permits and merits to hear something in the Torah and its mitzvahs that he never heard before. And it's kipshuto, yasher lechi mitzavcha yoyim, I'm commanding you today, literally every day the Torah is giving a new, and it's given a new, and it's giving you a new understanding. But the person has to be a receptacle to be able to receive it. And Sasema says that the reason the Shema Yisrael in the first parasha of Kriya Shema and parasha of Eschanan, it only talks about the lofty things, loving Hashem, Oil Malchus Shemaim, and only in Vahoyim Shemoya it talks about the Oil Mitzvahs. So he says Shema Yisrael itself was really at the pinnacle of Kabbalah Satoira at Sinai, when Klal Yisrael achieved perfect unity with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and they were in the level where they wouldn't have to engage in physicality at all. Va'amdu zarim, v'ro'u tzeinchem, back to the level of Adam Rishon before the Chait, strangers who attend Yeshib, so to speak. But when they drop from that height, the Torah gives the second paragraph of Vehoyim Shemoya, mitzvah by mitzvah, in the Adam mitzvah Shadam Doshba Kevov, simple day-to-day worldly efforts that you're mekadosh through Kavod L'Shem Shemayim, through Torah mitzvahs, even parnasa, even physical labor, and building up the Ahavas Hashem in those simple things and bring the Kedusha from the daily simple grind. And then further in the parasha, the two luchas, the first lucha is the first tablets, were completely made of Hashem without our input, the actual stone and the engraving. Above Makom and Zman, above time and space, when Klal Yisrael were elevated, beguf ubeneshama, like Malachi Asharis. The Luchos Shniyos, after the Chet HaEgel, were already engraved and carved by Moshe, were carved by Moshe himself, and the writing was already the Ksav from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. A shutfus, a partnership between human effort and Hashem. They were already physical in Makom and Zman, and yet trying to connect us, Makom Aharon Einoy Min Amide, to L'mailu Min Makom Zman. And Sasembe says that this is a mashal to a person, a guf and a neshama, the luchos, and the ksav of the luchos. The neshama is supposed to engrave, the neshama is a likus, to engrave onto the guf. So before the chait the egel, the neshama and guf became one. It was back to before the chait of Adam Rishon. There was no struggle anymore. But now, the neshama has to engrave into the guf. It's not automatic. Baal says the Sfasemes, every Shabbos, there's a ha'ore, an echo from the luchos rishonis, from before the chait ha'egel, when everything is kedusha, every timing is kedusha, and we tap into the light of Yemos HaMashiach of Olam Haba. So the Tamsis, the Sikum, from the Sasemis and Parshas Ekev, that creation is a menorah still being assembled, joint by joint, and the most simple, humble mitzvahs, most overlooked mitzvahs, are the joints necessary to complete it. And reward, the schar for this, can't be paid in Olam Haba, because it's still in the process of being put together. Yet on Shabbos, we tap into that light. And the Yerushalayim is what penetrates a hole, allowing the tremendous Kedusha of Torah and Mitzvahs to light up our neshamas. And when we realize that nothing is really trampled, nothing is akev, is trampled by akevav, every step of our life could be turned into nitzchias and be megala do'ir liki, the nitzis hakdusha. There's nothing in akev, because even the akev turns into the tapestry, the completion of the puzzle. And when all the akevs combine together, will be zeiche, the completion of our neshamas, and the combined nishmas Yisrael, l'chaye oylam habo.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.